This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
It's going to be a hot trifle.
Hot trifle?
Hot trifle. So every time you have a, you in the summer, you have your trifle that's in the fridge and you maybe put jelly.
You have to put it in to chill it, to chill the
to
jelly and the cream.
And then you've your hundreds and thousands over the top. And I'm sort of thinking, why do you not have a, why could you not do a hot trifle? Because everything there, you know, cake.
Because the jelly would
cake, fruit, the jelly and you'll put fruit, no jelly in this.
Oh,
no
right.
Jelly. No, because some people say no jelly in a trifle.
Right.
Purists would say.
You have to have.
Of course you have to have jelly
in a trifle.
You have
to have jelly and you have to have custard.
There's some people would say that when it first came out, there was no jelly in a trifle. It was just like jam and cake and then custard.
Cake, jam and custard.
And then a bit of cream.
Mixed trifle. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so not necessarily.
No, it has to be jelly.
Well, this isn't going to have jelly, but anyway, that's...
Okay, well, this
that's
is...
okay,
this
well, not jelly. We'll do the custard first. So, egg yolks, bit of corn flour.
So, what's the white?
That's just milk. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a ginger custard.
And it's a wee black,
That's wee bits of vanilla.
Oh, vanilla pods, not black
And then
pepper.
This is ginger cordial. You know, good old-fashioned ginger cordial.
That's the cutest
and
wee
you can
jar.
Get that. There's a company in Belfast now who does a ginger cordial.
That is lovely.
And you get in a big
Would you dilute that then, usually?
Uh-huh, that's it.
Or you could put it in a...
I'm diluting it with
you
custard.
You could put it in a wee whiskey.
You could, John. Or you could...
Put it in your...
I like it because, you know the way I do the wee bit of outdoor swimming?
Uh-huh.
I have my John Toll mug.
Uh-huh, of course.
And insulated mug. And then some of the other swimmers have them too, you know, but anyway. But and I always have a hot ginger cordial when I come out of the sea because, you know, it just...
It
livens you up. So I'm making a ginger custard. I wouldn't have this when I come out of the sea, so the whole sort of... take away the benefit of it. So in there, the milk, corn flour, sugar, ginger cordial, and vanilla.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to stir that up, John.
And that's that's on a good heat.
Aye, it is on a good heat because you can sort of see it thickening up there, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
There we are. I'd say that's it now. And then that's.
Oh yeah, it's plumping.
It's plumping. See that? That's good. Right, that's our custard.
So that's your lovely yellow custard.
Do you want to try that wee custard separately?
Can
actually, yeah. Take a wee fork. Take a bit of that. So that's hot ginger cordial vanilla custard. Right.
That's
so right. And then this bit here now is this is the fruit, and you can do whatever fruit you want. But you know we've got lovely plums in season at the moment. If you want to try a wee plum there,
because
and what I did was just a bit of red wine, sugar, and some brandy. I think that's a pear. So pears and plums, so mm-hmm. Nice wee Victoria plum, and just warm them all together until you're
tangy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm.
Aren't the pears? Our plums are So that's. I just want to warm. So all I did was cook them out till they're nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
Pears first for about 5 minutes, and then the plums.
Is that just sugar syrup?
Sugar, red wine, brandy,
mm.
And then just I've got ginger cake here, and just a wee squiz of. Of brandy on top of the ginger cake, just the bottom of the bowl. A squiz,
so
yes.
Much is that?
That's 5 millilitres.
Okay.
And then you take your fruit and take some of the sauce. You see, so all this lovely sauce comes off that. So that goes on top of your ginger cake. And I'm going to confess, I didn't make the ginger cake.
Okay.
I think there are recipes for ginger as a recipe.
I think you have before, yeah.
Yeah, so I just sort of thought, because I have before, I won't this time. There we are. So that's our fruit. That's our plums. If you had anything in the freezer, you know the way you would have...
Frozen fruit.
Even actually rhubarb would go well with this rhubarb and a bit of brandy.
So you've got a layer of the ginger cake.
Yeah, and there
you've got a layer of the beautiful fruit with the syrup kind of sucking down through it. And on top of that, the hot vanilla and ginger cordial custard.
Yes, and then what I'm going to do just... And you know what you could do? You could have a wee bit of ice cream even with this, but I'm just going to put a dollop of creme fraiche.
Oh!
And there you are. There's your...
Is this all for me?
Uh-huh.
That's quite a big...
It is, actually.
...portion. Well, I need a spoon
for that, because you need to get right in. You need to make that... You know that noise?
Go right down to the bottom.
Right, and then... Yeah, that is going to burn the bake off you, because it is a hot trifle. But you could warm the cake. I didn't, but that should be all right with the creme fraiche and the cold cake. Mm-hmm. Should be all right. Yeah, it's pretty much cake and fruit and custard, but you call it hot trifle. It sounds better, doesn't
hot
it?
Hot trifle is good.
Actually, you know what else?
I'm loving hot
trifle.
I got
these and I forgot to put them on. I put them on now just for
crispy things.
Yeah, just these are just wee. Just try that. Just a wee bit of toasted almond, John.
I thought there were going to be hundreds and thousands.
You could do hundreds and thousands just to melt very quickly. Yep.
That's class.
I like a hundred and thousands too. I like those. I like
crunchy,
them.
Warming, yeah. Sweet, mm-hmm. Bit of ginger for those autumnal, chills.
Bit of brandy to warm the
everything.
Coggles. Bit of custard to line your belly. And then you've got your five a day in there somewhere, so you're all sorted.
Recipes on the website. Another masterpiece. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.